1310, and we welcome our guest, Lucinda Moore. Lucinda, how are you?
I'm doing so good. How are you?
I am doing great. How's the new project going for you?
Well, the new project is so wonderful to me. It's still blessing me. And I just believe that when anybody does a CD or a project that goes all over the nation, it should bless you first before it bless somebody else. So I thank God for Bless, Broken, and Given CD. It's just blessing me right now.
Now, Bless, Broken, and Given, are you doing things a little different on this project? It seems like you may be a little laid back on this project.
Laid back? Wow.
Yeah.
I think I went all out on this project. The first project, I think, the first CD, Turn Your Pressure into Praise, I was laid back.
Okay.
Anybody that knows me personally knows that I am radical when it comes down to ministry and singing and ministering to the people. On this second project, I really went forth on this project. Even when, if you get the video, the live recording video, you'll see for yourself. There is a video out in stores right now.
Now, what's your new single from the project?
Yeah.
Now, what's the name of the new single from the project?
Oh, the new single is Fire Baptized Medley.
Okay, and what can we expect from that?
Well, I grew up in an organization called Fire Baptized Holiness Church where my bishop was Bishop Fuller. I was born and raised in Fire Baptized Holiness. And what I did was I went back to my roots and just sung the songs that we used to sing in our devotional time. In Fire Baptized, we never had hymn books. We always made up songs on the spot. And then the congregation just had to sing it, whoever busts out with a song. So what I did was I went back to my roots and put it on this CD to show everybody and let everybody know how the upbringing that I had as far as singing and doing devotional songs.
Okay, do you enjoy touring? Because it seems like you're on the road all the time now.
I love it. I totally love it. And the thing what I love is I love interacting with people. I love meeting different people. I used to do data entry and customer service. So it's almost like, you know, not to say that the saints are like customers, but like I'm doing customer service with them or anything like that. But I just love talking to people, hearing their testimonies, hearing and seeing that they are being blessed through my music.
Now, is there a pressure in your praise on this project, something similar to that?
No, we didn't do. I tried to get one on there, but the producer wouldn't let me do it. So he just basically wanted me to do worship, and that's what we did. We did worship and then a little churchy at the end. But my next project will have something like that, yes.
Okay. Now tell us, for those who don't know, but tell us about your grandmother and how, well, she gave you, I guess, a spanking into your blessing.
Yeah, we was in that same Fire Baptized Holiness Church, and they called me up for a solo. The pastor called me up for a solo, and I shook my head no in the seat because I was scared. I used to just sing all over my grandmother's house, and she finally made the pastor call me up for a solo so she could show everybody that I can sing, and I wouldn't do it. So she took me in the bathroom, spanked me, and everybody waited until she came back, and I still had to get up there and sing my solo, crying and all. But once I got into the song, Going Up Yonder, I was okay. So she spanked me into my blessing.
Hey, I heard that. Now,
yeah.
This project, is it harder coming off of a debut project to do a sophomore project?
It's harder. It's because you have to top the first one. It's much harder, but I don't view it like that. I just go with the flow. My thing is, if you depend on God, God will open up the door for you and touch the hearts of the people to go ahead and purchase the CD and purchase the DVD. So I basically don't worry about stuff like that because my mentality is I don't think about, I think about industry because I have to. I'm in the industry, but the bulk of my message is ministry. So that's what I concentrate on. as long as the people who do have my CD is being blessed, they will go out and tell the other ones that don't have the CD how much they are blessed, and they'll go purchase it.
Now, blessed, broken, and given. How close is that to your heart?
It's close to my heart because at the time when that song was presented by JoJo Hill, who is the producer of the CD, I was going through a transition in my life. I was going through the process of divorce. Right after my live recording, the week after my live recording, I was in court finalizing my divorce. So that song came on time. When he presented that to me, I told him, I said, listen, I said, you don't even know what you just did. So I said, we have got to do the song. And we did it. And it was a success. It was totally, the people were blessed at the live recording because I sung that song with every part of my, with everything that I had in me. I sung that song at the live recording. And what you hear, what you are hearing on that CD, with the high notes, I did that at the live recording.
Wow.
It was almost like I was singing. I was singing all the pressure off of me. I wrote the song, Turn Your Pressure Into Praise, and I meant it. That was a part of me turning my pressure into praise.
Our guest is Lucinda Moore. Lucinda, ever been nervous when going on stage?
No. Not at all.
Okay.
I haven't. See, I've been prepped since 4 years old.
Okay.
From grandma. So it's kind of, I think the only time I remember being nervous, while singing was Showtime at the Apollo.
Okay.
Showtime at the Apollo, and I was about maybe 15 years old. So, yeah, I was totally nervous there because it was not my normal church scene or my normal church crowd. But other than that, no, because, again, my mentality is ministry, and it's almost like I get focused. I get totally focused when I'm up in front of a congregation, and God has even blessed me to be to even see what the people is going, what's happening with the people, and also see what's happening in the atmosphere. So when you're like that, it's almost like it's a job. You got to go forth. You got to minister to these people. These people are broken. These people are hurting. So just let the enemy know that they have a way out.
You speaking of your ministry, how important is that ministry to Lucinda Moore?
The ministry is totally important. I've promised my grandmother that I would not sing R&B. Promised her at a young age, maybe about 11 years old.